Self-discipline comes naturally. In the life of every being, self-discipline comes naturally. You touch a hot stove and you say, whoops, that's a hot stove. And anything that looks like that might be a hot stove. And anything that might radiate heat might be a hot stove. And I am going to be very careful about touching a hot stove because I do not want to be burned. I do not want to be uncomfortable. I'm going to self-discipline myself to take care of that. Now, I do many things. I do many, many things in my life as I consider all of the possibilities that come into my world. So, whether it's stepping into the water and realizing it's wet, and realizing that it's deep and I cannot swim, then I will not go in there. And I look around the shore. I discipline myself to look around the shore to see where I can see the water is shallow, where the sand beach comes right up to the edge. And then I can step in and walk around. But I have to be careful because there might be places where the sand is not solid. But I teach myself, all I have to have is one or two little illustrations that come into my life. And then it says to me, hey, pay attention. Self-discipline yourself so that you will not hurt yourself, so that you'll not cause a problem for yourself, so you'll not do something that will be unhappy for you. Be careful, be careful, be careful. And I am very careful. I self-discipline myself in every area of my life because I believe that self-discipline is extremely important. Now, do I always self-discipline myself? Oh, yes, I do. It comes naturally. It comes the most natural thing in the world to self-discipline myself. It comes the most natural thing in the world for me to be responsible for what goes on in my world, for me to be responsible for the things that are happening in my life, for me to be responsible at all times. Oh, yes. I have that self-discipline. And that self-discipline is always with me. It's always guiding me. It's always directing me. It's always showing me the way. It's always being something very special for me, being something very exciting for me. And I am very careful about everything in life. And I am self-disciplined about everything in life. Now, I have eyes, so I'm able to see. And I can see if I look. I have ears, I can hear if I will listen. I have sensation of heat, cold, if I will tune into them. I am at all times listening to the divine in me. I'm at all times listening to what life is saying to me on a very personal, very careful basis. And so, self-discipline comes naturally to all of us. But we don't want to take responsibility. I didn't know that was hot. Oh, yes, you did. I didn't know that water was deep. Oh, yes, you did. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. Oh, yes, you did. We have an intuitive awareness within us about all things that are going on in our life. And that intuitive awareness keeps us on top of all danger, benefit, on all things that we are dealing with. And as we are intuitively aware, as we are intuitively benefited, we may not know all the ramifications of it. We may not know all of the seriousness or the lack of seriousness of a situation, but we do know that it is time for us to pay attention. And so we pay attention. And as I pay attention, I find that it just becomes so natural for me. Now, a little baby looks for the breast to feed. The little baby has a built-in suction activity going on in its being. And it is looking for something to cause that suction to be completed. And so it finds the nipple, it finds the breast, it finds the bottle, it finds whatever it needs to find, and it utilizes it. It utilizes it, and it enjoys it, and it benefits from it, and everything is in divine order. Self-discipline comes naturally. So you discipline yourself that whenever you smell the body of your mother, whenever you smell the kitchen and you hear the milk being used around, whenever you smell anything that comes and says to you food or says to you interesting, you're after it. And sometimes you're after some things that are not beneficial to you. Sometimes you're after something that is harmful to you. And all you do is take one little taste. Now, that can kill you, but that's why you have a tongue. The tongue is so that you will only take a little bit of a taste. The tongue is so that you will only take a little bit of a sensation towards something. Your finger has a touch on it, so that you will not burn your entire body. You touch something, you feel the heat, and then you stay away from it, or you get close to it. All of the things in life are the most natural in the world. Self-discipline comes most naturally. Because self-discipline is a matter of guiding the body, guiding the mind, guiding the life into a fulfilling reality for itself. Now, are you always self-disciplined? Are you always in charge? Are you always listening? Or are you daydreaming sometimes and not paying attention? Do you wander in your driving and the car wanders back and forth on the road because you're not paying attention? Are you not being a good self-disciplined person of all the things in your life? Are you not being a fully responsible being for everything in your life? Are you not being a fully responsible, magnificent expression of all that is good? Well, if you're not, then self-discipline comes naturally, but you have allowed yourself to wander away from being in charge. You have allowed yourself to wander away from being aware of what is important for you. Now, what is important for you? What is important for you? What is important for everyone in their life? What is important for all of us as we have walked through the pathways of life? What is important for all of us? Well, it's important for all of us that we be alert. Okay. When a little child is not alert, is not attentive, when a little child is not aware, he is not blessed with an attunement to what's going on, we watch out after him, and we make sure that we watch out for him. But normally and naturally, little children and people are having this intuitive, this self-discipline awareness as a natural expression of who and what they are. Self-discipline comes naturally, but it comes naturally because you are a normal, awake, alert being. And when you're not a normal, awake, alert being, then you get yourself into trouble. Then you get yourself into all sorts of non-paying attention circumstances. You can be responsible. You can be the ideal person. You can be the ideal self-disciplined being that gets along just fine in the world. And when some people are not so alert to their self-discipline, that doesn't mean that they're dead to the world to it. That merely means that there's some training that has to be done. Just think for an instant. If you have within you all knowledge and all ability, and yet you choose not to be able to play the piano? Is it because you do not know how to play the piano? Is it because you do not have the ability to do it? Is it because you are unaware? No. It's only because you have not chosen to put your attention on it, 100% attention on it, and be responsible for what its effect is in your life. This is true for all of us. This is true for every single moment of our life. When we pay attention to what we're doing, we can learn how to play the piano, if that's not our immediate ability. And it is our immediate ability, but we were not paying attention to it. We had taken our attention away from it. We had taken our attention away from being a skillful automobile driver. We've taken our attention away from being alert, aware, anxious about everything beautiful and fantastic. But once you put your attention on it, once you put your awareness on it, then you begin to know all things. Then you begin to reveal all things. Then you begin to express the self-discipline that is so natural within everyone. But for some reason, you had turned it off. Now, for some reason, let's all turn on our self-discipline in every area of our life. And let's all turn it on for a beneficial use for each of us, for everything that is good, everything that is wonderful, and everything that is exciting. Let's turn it on. And as we turn it on, we will know something truly, truly amazing, truly wonderful is happening in our life. Self-discipline comes naturally for most of us. And if for any reason it's not coming naturally, then we are aware of it, we train it, and we bring it forth in our life. Have a lovely day as you train your self-discipline to come forth in your life to be the most magnificent experience that you could ever imagine. And it is done right now.